Welcome to Women in WP, a bi-monthly podcast about women who blog, design, develop, and more in the WordPress community. Hi, welcome to Women in WP. I'm Angela Bowman.
And I'm Tracy Abbs.
Our guest today is Elena Breskicin. Elena is joining us from Italy. She is a content creator writing real life and fantasy stories in WordPress. When WordPress started becoming popular, the visual editor was not accessible to blind users like her. However, since 2021, the Gutenberg editor has made editing much easier. We are excited to hear about Elena's journey in WordPress and how she has made use of the new and improved accessible user interface, as well as learning more about her stories and what her interests are. Welcome, Elena.
Hi.
We like to start off each episode asking our guests how they got into WordPress. How did you get started on this crazy journey with all your online writing and everything you're involved with?
Well, WordPress, I knew WordPress in about 2003, and four. I don't remember the exact year, but I was curious about blogging, what a blog was. I was reading many blogs on about other people. They had a personal diary with dates, with discussion, with stuff. And I was starting to become curious. So the first version was in English, but then the community, Italian community, started to grow. And the man who encouraged me to go to WordPress, not to give up, was a man, the first man who worked in WordPress, Italian, and he is called Paolo Valenti, Wally for friends. He's known in WordPress as Wally. But unfortunately, he passed away 1 year ago. Yes. But his mission is still living, and I want to bring him a good memory from here. So I started with WordPress. My first project was a site about audio editing. Mm-hmm. I was learning to have fun with sound. I created the stories, recording stories by voice synthesize.
Nice.
Yes. Now I am starting again, but it's more I have less time. It's more difficult to find free time. So I was sharing my project and my tips and tricks how I used my editor, audio editors. Then that project went away because I didn't find the site to help for themes, for images, for whatever. And the blog was, I say it was naked because it had no images, no graphics, no, nothing. It was like a tree without leaves and flowers and in winter, you see, only branches and wood. So after that, in 2009, I started a personal blog with talking about technology abuse and the misuse, because I had a bad experience about cyberbullying and some dirty things. But then I closed that blog because I had to I did not like any longer to write about my personal business. It's my business. My life is my business. Then I abandoned it until 2019, that I started that my friend, another guy, we started to write some stories that were among friends before, a Facebook private list. And then I said, why we don't we create a website? This guy said, but you will respond about the website. I have no knowledge. I have my eyes, my sight. I can see, but I cannot help you in this. I am playing with words. I have my sight, the capability to see, but I cannot help you with your sight, your internet sight. Internet presence.
Oh, funny.
I love that.
So then you had mentioned that in 2021, you felt like things had really changed with Gutenberg. And it's really interesting. I'm sure Tracy's heard all the same things I have, where people have a love or hate relationship with Gutenberg. And many people miss that old tiny MCE text editor. I don't. I like the Gutenberg blocks and that editing process. Personally, I see the benefit of that. But I'm curious, I was so curious to read how you felt like that improved the accessibility of WordPress a lot. Can you give us a sense of the before and after, like an example of what was hard in the editor before and what made it easier with Gutenberg?
Well, the Tiny MCE or CK editor had some basic keyboard access, but every time you had to format the text or whatever, you had to remember or to remember the keys to press or to access the formatting toolbar, then choose, then go back to the editor and so on.
Yeah, so you'd have to be kind of, I imagine it would be harder to navigate within the body of your text. Like if you wanted to bold some piece of text or make it a heading or make it a bullet list. And then at least with Gutenberg, you have that navigator list and you can kind of navigate through your structure of your page probably.
Yes.
Is that correct?
I noticed a wonderful thing that Gutenberg's philosophy is like a screen reader's philosophy. I mean, let me give an example. The code, the page code, is made of sequential elements. The header, then the body, then the footer, and so on. So when you have on the page on screen one content with a sidebar, a right sidebar. Sidebar is to the right of the content. You see it to your right side. On the code, on the full site editing, no, it's called the site editor now. You have the header. It's like a document. Gutenberg is like a Word document. You have the header. Then you can choose if you want to group the contents in a singular group or not. And the header, the content, then the right sidebar, and then the footer. So what happens? It happened that my sighted the sighted person who is helping me to restyle the site, the website, knows, has become aware about what happens, because I have a glossary page, and she said, put the letters, navigation menu, A, B, C, D, and so on, to the right sidebar, so we sighted people find them there. But if you are a screen reader user, the right sidebar menu is sequentially.
Yep. After the content.
Yep.
Yep. Does not work.
So you have all the words list and the glossary. Mm-hmm. And this was bad, because it didn't help. So we found a compromise, and the left sidebar didn't work, because I found the letter before the two or three paragraphs telling me what the glossary is about.
Yep. Makes sense.
So we found the compromise about first the content, then the navigation menu block with the letters, and then all the words with headings, anchors, and stuff, and then the right sidebar with other information. So with the menu, repeated letters menu. Another thing that it's important about Gutenberg that Tiny MCE or CK Editor didn't have is the ability to move text, code parts, text mm-hmm. parts from a place to another.
Oh, yeah.
I found a bug on that, because if you move with CTRL, Alt, Shift, T, or Y, if you go up or down, mm-hmm. screen reader does not talk, does not say you moved the block.
Oh.
It talks when you use the Alt plus F10, and then you choose the arrows, moved up or moved down.
Mm-hmm.
That works. I just opened an issue on Gutenberg GitHub repository.
Great, yeah.
Because it's important to improve the block editor. It's important that we users make the difference, instead of complaining, protesting on social networks and so on. We must contribute to the community. Mm.
I agree. And that is one of the things. I do a lot of accessibility work. Even inside and outside of the WordPress community. And one of the things that kind of to your example of that glossary and that navigation of having things like the full site editing allows mm-hmm. you to be able to, because, you know, before you had basically a frame around the content, and then all the content was just kind of smooshed in there.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you needed to separate and have some content and then a navigation and then more content, yeah. it was really there was a lot of hacking, basically. You had to go and, you know, a lot of shortcuts and things that were not necessarily good. Mm-hmm. So I definitely think, and I remember kind of early on just what the code that Gutenberg and the block editor produces is more accessible from my tests and everything, which is really, really good. And they've definitely baked those things in. But for me, it is, to hear from your point of view of using the editor itself is exponentially more important to me, because I, you know, that is super important, because if we are not, the whole idea of WordPress, right? The motto is to democratize publishing. And if we don't have it so that everyone can publish, we are not fulfilling that goal of letting everyone and, you know, everyone be able to publish.
But so, the most important thing is that with the site editor, now I can customize the behavior of a single article or a single page without having to install tons of plugins.
Yep.
And without knowing code,
Yes.
And I can, the feedback I can ask once I have learned it correctly, the cited feedback I can ask is much, much less than what I had to do in the basic teams, classic teams. And yep. What makes me very, very sad is I learned some days ago that most blind community is still using classic editor.
Really?
And so I said, please turn to 20 and 24. Please.
Well, hopefully more people listening will, you know, I think it's not only important to have more people using that, but also to recognize and finding more of those bugs.
Yes.
To open up more of those tickets.
Yes, that I insist on this. Using the platform helps the community to find errors. Because, I mean, we do not have a nuclear bomb in hand. The world is not exploding if you turn the damned block editor on.
Uh-huh. yes, it's not exploding if you turn the block editor on. This is a t-shirt.
We're gonna have
quote.
A whole
this
merch
is...
line just
you will survive.
I don't want to, because there are bugs, but if you never get to do with that bugs, if you ever get in touch with that those bugs, you will never test them, see where they work and where they not, talk about them and allow the community to adjust them, to fix them.
Mm-hmm. So I have a question. As someone who is sighted, what kind of ways and tools can I use to make sure that what I'm building is accessible for someone who is not sighted? Or what kind of training, or where can I get some more information on how to make sure that I am including more people in whatever I create.
Oh, well, there are many tools. The WAI, Web Accessibility Initiative, that's from the W3C. Web Content Accessibility Guidelines.
Yes.
Nice. They are very, very complex. And then there are many resources, Web AIM, Web Accessibility Digital. Oh my God, I don't remember. DECU University.
Okay.
DECUE University. There are even some courses. Then I don't remember the other site. A11Y Digital or something similar, because in social networks and websites and so, accessibility is shortened in A11Y.
Mm-hmm.
Because the word accessibility has 11 letters between the A and Y.
Right. Oh, that's so creative.
Yeah, and I remember when that because that started because if you make it as a hashtag on a tweet, it takes up more than half of the tweet.
I have started turning when I'm building websites. I've started turning on my screen reader so that I have the screen reader read through pages just, and then I'll move things around based on the logic of the screen reader too.
Yes. But I found also some mistakes on the table of contents. You know, the anchors bringing you to down on the page.
Oh, yeah.
There are many, many plugins which give you this feature of table of contents. But
yeah,
you click on the chapter titles and you go back.
Yes.
Visually, they show the content of the desired chapter, but the screen reader focus remain on the index.
Oh,
that it's so fun. When we were just talking, I was thinking about this one client site, and they're actually doing a webinar on accessibility, and I was checking the anchor text. Just, it was not a table of contents, but it kind of functioned like that, like a button with anchor text. And it was going to the registration form, but the focus wasn't going to the registration form. So if you were keyboard navigating, for example, it scrolled you visually down. But then if you press the tab key, it didn't enter into the field. And it was interesting. I just made one change and it actually then changed the focus to be correct. And it was silly why it didn't work, because it should have worked the way it was, but it didn't. And it was just a quick fix. But I'm checking now my table of contents. I use Elementor for these sites, and I'm just seeing if, no, so it also, their table of contents does not take the focus there. So what happens is it visually scrolls down to that place. But then if you press the tab key again, for example, then what happens is it just goes back up to the table of contents. So the focus is not going there.
Another issue, you mentioned Elementor. The page builders, different than Gutenberg.
That's right.
If you Google, who knows, Elementor accessibility, Divi accessibility, whatever else accessibility, you find lots of resources about how to create accessible content with those builders. I mean, how to make the front end accessible.
That's really useful.
Yeah, just the front end, but then I imagine the back end of those builders is not very accessible at all.
The only one which is accessible by backend, or better, is doing its best to be more accessible as it can, is Gutenberg. Like it or not, it's Gutenberg.
Yep.
Well, that's, I mean, good. I mean, I'm glad that the core editor is the most accessible, because if it wasn't, that would be a problem.
It has some troubles, some bugs. I will gradually warn the appropriate teams, but it's the best as we have now.
But that's good. It's going and it's improving. That's perfect.
Yeah, it can and must improve. But for now, it's not. Or you get a classic team without full without site editor, and hire a sighted person, and take it. This is my site. This is my blog. Please change my team. I trust you. It's in your hands. But it's not the best solution, because you literally give to another person the keys of your house. It's not the right way to go.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, it's definitely been eye-opening to use the screen reader.
Oh my goodness.
To navigate websites because of all of these things. But yeah, the page builders have not, well, they're not even mobile friendly. The page builder editors you can't even use on tablet or phone. Like if I'm traveling and I don't have my computer and I need to make a change on a site, I can't even use my phone. It's not even accessible to sighted users really, and in as much as it should be, you know. And but Gutenberg, I think that is a testament to the WordPress community's commitment to accessibility.
Yes. And what, let me say the important thing, what's making me near site editor is that in 2021, I met on Facebook, on a Facebook group, another woman who is called Gloria Liuni. She's been a speaker in two WordCamps. She will speak into WordCamp Europe too. And she has spoken about the site editing last year, 2023. I spoke into WordCamp too in Verona last year. I had an Italian speech, but this woman was the one who introduced me to the WordCamps. In 2021, I had another speech to Word Online WordCamp. And then we met in person in Verona last year, me and Gloria. In the end, when me and Alex, the guy who my content helper, decided we must restyle this damned blog, I said, I can ask Gloria. She's working by herself. She teaches, is a WordPress trainer. She is a web designer. She helps business, small business, solopreneurs, and so on. So why not believing in the woman who has believed in me at first? So I called her. I went to her website. I called her, and said, please, if you can help me, I will be glad to you. I will hire you. Of course, I'm paying because they are every lesson has a cost. But she's customizing lesson to my own needs. I mean, we are learning from each other.
I love that. That's amazing. So she's going to be speaking at WordCamp Europe.
I think so.
That's cool.
I saw her in the program, in the schedule.
For this coming year?
Yes.
Nice.
It's in Italy, this Europe.
Yes. Great.
Yeah. I also applied, but I got my application was declined.
Are you going to go? Are you going to attend?
No, I don't think so, because it's very, very confusion. So if I had to speak, I would have gone, but I should find someone to help me, to assist me across the camp and so on. So
that makes sense, yeah. Mm.
I think we can always find you a person.
Yes.
There are so many wonderful people. So if you were able to go, we know so many people, we could have
Tammy Lister, who is speaking.
Oh my gosh. We have so many people.
Who was just on our last podcast.
Yeah.
Oh,
Michelle Frechette. I don't wonder if she's going this year.
She is.
So before we end our conversation, we've talked a lot about WordPress, but WordPress is not the most interesting thing about you. You know, there's a lot of interesting things about you, Elena. So you write fantasy stories in Italian fiction.
Yes.
So yes. What, and then you mentioned that you have this focus on kind of HIV advocacy as well. So just speak for a few minutes. Tell us about that.
Oh, yes. Well, my former partner, former boyfriend, lives with HIV since 1993.
Wow.
And I have lived with him what the meaning of stigma is.
Mm-hmm.
Double stigma, because we are both blind. So he had to experience two kinds of discrimination.
Yeah.
Wow. For blindness and for the virus.
Mm-hmm.
But my activism about HIV started in 1993 when I understood that every information family and school gave me about the virus wasn't true.
Yeah.
They said you cannot kiss, you cannot touch. They were very, very, very scared about it in those times. And so I said, I promised to myself much, much time before knowing, meeting this guy, I will do whatever is possible to avoid that other people live the same misinformation I have experienced. So when I split with my boyfriend, I wrote an article in another WordPress blog. I had the personal blog I had about how frustrated and unhappy I was. Unhappy I was with the television service. In a few days, a guy contacted me, a guy who at that time was working for that service, for TV service. I felt scared because my God, he's going to fire, to sue me.
Yep. Right.
But he said, what can I do to help you? Because we do not have audio description. We do not have stuff. How can I help you with to watch the TV, the films, the movies? So we started chatting, and I jokingly said, you can, if you have the same TV service, we can watch it together. And you are the audio description. And he and his boyfriend was fighting, was arguing about how to describe, because his boyfriend described me the colors of the people who were wearing clothes, and the other my friend described the actions. So but now it's changed. And in the end, he came out with me and said, the truth is not I contacted you for the TV. I contacted you for the video. I have a video on YouTube in Italian. And when that video I performed with my former boyfriend about HIV and AIDS, it was for the, what's the name? Sex education. Mm-hmm. For an association about sex education, we're talking, and he said, "This guy, my now blog helper said I am positive too. Mm. I am positive like your boyfriend. I contacted you not for the TV." The blindness and the TV is an excuse. I want to talk about my experience. I want to hear your negative point of view, HIV negative point of view, because my boyfriend so and so. In the end, we became friends, and we started joking about the double meaning of the word negative. And he said, you are bringing negative energy around. And from there, we started to think about this project. And we said, why don't we reverse the world? The way to fight HIV stigma is to send it from where it comes. So if in the real world, the negative HIV negative people reject and discriminate the positive people, in the positive world, the positive people discriminate the negative people.
And that's the fantasy fiction.
Yes.
I love it. Like, turn it on. It's such a, I think about this woman, science fiction writer who wrote The Left Hand of Darkness. Why am I blanking? Left Hand of Darkness. Because she had kind of some of those, Ursula Le Guin has a lot of that style in her science fiction writing of kind of flipping the tables on things.
Yes, there are many, many stories. There is another on Apple TV that is called See, and the World is Blind. So if the world can be blind, the world can be deaf, the world can, why don't we propose a positive world? Because the difference is one. The negative can become positive, but in the positive world, the virus has right of word, right to vote, and the even if the negative want to be positive, the positive wants to turn the to upgrade the negative status. But if the virus doesn't want, nothing happens.
Oh, wow.
And
that's
this
awesome.
Is this is a simple way to explain the fact that in the real world, if the HIV positive person takes medicines regularly, they cannot transmit the virus called U equals U, undetectable equals untransmittable. And another word double meaning is the word AIDS. Put it capital letters of AIDS, IDS, it's a thing. But in lowercase, it's the plural of aid. So screen readers are aids. And that's why the idea of the virus talking started from there.
Oh, wow.
I love that.
Wow. Bring it full circle.
So creative.
That's amazing. So as we wrap up, where can people, I know you're working on a refresh of your website, but when it is back up, what is the URL for your website?
Oh, it's plusbrothers.net, but I will change to the English and it will be plusbrothers.net/English. Plus brother is a game of words, because plus is the sign, plus sign.
Yes.
In English you say plus.
Yes.
But and it's an assonance with the Blues Brothers, because the virus, original virus, is from Freddie Mercury, so it's connected to music.
Oh yeah, Blues Brothers. Oh my goodness,
and
the
biological connection, the biological bond among the positive world, brotherhood.
Yeah,
nice. Love it.
Love that.
Thank you so much for being on today, and we will include as much as we can in the show notes, as well as I'll include some extra accessibility links for anyone who's interested in pursuing accessibility. I'll post the links to the WP Accessibility Meetup led by Amber Hines. I'll put some tools that I've been working with that are, you know, at least get you started on some accessibility efforts on your own websites and thinking about it. And yeah. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter, or join our Facebook group. We would be honored if you subscribe to the show. You can find us on Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, and iTunes. Finally, if you want to be on the show or know someone who would, visit our website at womeninwp.com. Until next time.